Several years ago, I was searching through some confirmation materials as we were putting a new curriculum together to teach religion in our Christian day school at St. John's. And as I was looking through some of the new materials, I came across this question, and it kind of struck me funny. The question asked, how did your baptism make you feel? And I thought about that for a couple seconds, and then I realized the answer to that question was wet. Don't judge me. I was baptized in the spring of 1966, and that's all I could come up with. But ask yourself that question. How did your baptism make you feel? This morning, as we stand on the banks of the Jordan and watch the very sinless Son of God be baptized by John, we, like theologians of old, ponder the question, why? Why did Jesus need to be baptized? You know the story. John was preaching a baptism of repentance. People were coming out to him. They were confessing their sins. They were being washed clean of those sins. And they were being set free to be the people of God that God himself had created them to be. But why Jesus? He was sinless. He always has been. He always will be. And maybe John wondered that as well. In our lesson for today that Travis just read, we see that John approaches Jesus and says, I should be baptized by you. But Jesus gently takes John aside. There, along the banks of the Jordan River, he encourages John to permit this to be done. He encourages him, saying, this is to fulfill all righteousness. This is God's will for me and for all mankind. And Jesus is baptized. He's claimed as God's very own. In our lesson for today, we see ourselves, the water that has been poured out on us, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And it is in this very portion of Scripture that we see who we truly are. More importantly, whose we are. Those of you who have children, I'm sure you've seen the Disney Pixar movie Toy Story more times than you ever care to admit. My daughter, before she took her first call as a school teacher, nanny Sunday, summer after summer after summer, and those kids would come into our house, and every time I would come home for lunch or in the middle of the day, they always had Toy Story on, and I would sit with a couple of those kids in my lap, and I would watch that for several moments. You know the story. There's a little boy, Andy. He has this special toy named Woody. He's a cowboy action figure. And Andy and Woody have this incredible relationship with one another built on love and trust. And then one day, Andy has a birthday, and everything's changed. Andy receives this incredibly fabulous toy named Buzz Lightyear, who has the power to go... You know. Go ahead and say it. To infinity and beyond. And Woody's really upset. He's hurt. And he's in pain. The night after Buzz comes into the house, the morning after Buzz comes into the house, and Woody has his first night alone without his best friend Andy by his side for the entire night, Woody wakes up He's angry, he's frustrated, he's hurt. And then he hears something that brings pain to the highest point. He hears Buzz tell two of the toys, Rex and Slinky, that he has been accepted into their culture. In fact, their chief, Andy, has inscribed his name on his boot. And with that, Buzz picks up his foot and he shows Rex and Slinky Andy's name inscribed on the sole of his shoe. And Rex is so taken back by that, so amazed, that he simply says, "Wow, even in permanent ink." With that, Woody's about ready to bust a gut. He's so overcome by frustration and anger and jealousy that he can simply not contain himself. And yet, forlornly, he picks up his boot and he sees that Andy's name is inscribed there as well. But he's still hurting. He's still in pain. He still feels like he's being replaced by Buzz. This morning in our lesson, we see Jesus come to John. John and the crowd that had gathered there were not totally sure who Jesus was. But in a moment when Jesus is baptized, the Bible tells us that the heavens are open, the Spirit of God descends like a dove upon our Savior, and God himself speaks. And he says, "This is my Son, whom I love, with him I am well pleased." And in that moment, John knows who Jesus is. In that moment, God himself declares before heaven and earth that Jesus belongs to him. And that, my friends, happened in our baptism as well. That happened in the baptism I was blessed to perform for a little girl yesterday named Sterling. At our baptisms, at Sterling's baptism, God proclaimed before heaven and earth that we belong to him. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that amazing? Isn't that a reason for even us as Lutherans to shout aloud, "Amen"? That was really convincing.
Amen.
When I was growing up, my mom and dad, when the season of winter was about upon us, would always buy each one of us a brand new winter coat. It was something we really looked forward to. I didn't grow up in a house with a lot of means, and it was a very special time in our house. Because it was such a big undertaking for my parents to buy six new winter coats each fall for us kids, it was a really big deal for them as well. One of the things that my mom always did before we were allowed to wear those winter coats is that we had to all march downstairs into the sewing room, and there she would make a special tag with our name on it and sew it into the collars of our coats. That way, if my other brothers and sisters, who were very irresponsible, would leave behind their coat on the playground or on the hook in the hallway at school, or one of our classmates would mistake one of our coats for their own, they could simply look into the collar of the coat and quickly realize that that coat belonged to one of the six Bertel children. My friends, I'm here to tell you this morning that Jesus hasn't written his name in the collar of our coats. You can check. But he's written his name on our hearts. And today he reminds us that we belong to him. Even though we were born the natural enemies of God, through the grace that has been poured out to us in our baptism, we have become sons and daughters of the one true King, whose hands and feet were marked by nails on a cross so that we could have forgiveness, so that we could have salvation, so that we could have life in his name, through the blood that he shed and the life that he gave. In the movie Toy Story that I referenced briefly this morning, we see that Andy does everything to keep Buzz and Woody close to him. Why? Because he loves them. He's written his name on them, and they belong to him. And how true that is for us as well. Through the gift of his Spirit, through the power of his word, through the promises of the sacrament, God reminds us here today that he's written his name on our hearts, and each and every one of us belong to him. And with that, we say, amen. Would you please rise as you are able?